State Mike Pompeo joined his Treasury counterpart, Steve Mnuchin, yesterday in announcing the restoration of sanctions targeting Iran's oil, banking, and transport sectors. Pompeo said the objective is to starve the Iranian regime of revenue to fund violence and destabilizing activities.
The Iranian regime has a choice. It can either do a 180-degree turn from its outlaw course of action and act like a normal country, or it can see its economy crumble.
After pulling out of the 2015 international nuclear agreement with Tehran in May, the Trump administration is targeting Iran's main sources of revenue to curb its nuclear and missile ambitions and activities in the Middle East. Mnuchin called the sanctions sweeping.
Today we sanctioned more than 700 individuals, entities, aircraft, and vessels.
Iran's president, Hassan Rouhani, accused the U.S. of targeting ordinary Iranians with economic war. Tehran resident Mostafa Bafafa said the sanctions affect our lives 100%. He said devaluation of the currency endangers his life. People stand in long lines for dollars. U.S. voters go to the polls Tuesday for a national non-presidential election widely seen as a referendum on the 2 years of Donald Trump's presidency. Mr. Trump has been crisscrossing the country in campaign rallies for Republican candidates.
We're going to Ohio, we're going to Indiana, we're going to Missouri, and I think we're going to have a very good day. They're packed houses, every one of them is packed, and there is a great electricity in the air.
Former President Barack Obama was campaigning Monday for Democratic candidates in Virginia.
The good news is that all across the country, what I'm seeing is this great awakening. People, I think, who had taken for granted that we had made certain strides, we had made certain progress. Suddenly people woke up and said, oh, I guess we can't take this for granted.
This is VOA News. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu said Tuesday,